Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Standing in the market square in Warwick with family. Two members of my family after an absolutely lovely evening celebrating my Auntie Lena's birthday. And these two people are?
Victoria.
And?
Jan, and I'm with my cousin Christian, and it's been lovely.
It has been lovely. You two have very different lives. One of you works in health type things. The other one is a musician. Why? What's your job title?
So I'm a medical herbalist, which basically means I prescribe natural herbs for ailments, health conditions, or just for general health purposes, generally.
Do you have an online place where people can find this information?
I certainly do. You can find this kind of information at the Apothecary of Botanical Medicine.
Oh, that sounds posh.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's a bit of a mouthful.
And you are? First, real name and then stage name.
Real name is Jan Battaglia. Stage name is Jan Battaglia. And my sister says a lot when she feels awkward. And I fully expect her...
to punch you in the head.
To now come up with what my thing is that I do.
I wouldn't say that in public, but he does have plenty of nuances that...
Oh, nuance, good word.
...we love.
I was going to use foibles.
Foibles is good.
Yeah. So I've been listening to your music recently, Jan. Yet to try any herbs out, so apologies there, Victoria. But, yeah, I have it on when I'm working sometimes because I do like your ambient electronica, but you do a few different flavours.
I do. It makes me feel warm inside that somebody's listening, actually.
Nice. Somebody's listening? You were played on BBC Six Music recently.
Yeah, strangely... doesn't mean that much. So, like, it feels amazing at the time, but your life doesn't change. It's quite odd.
Not straight away. You mean the cash doesn't come through the letterbox?
Not really about cash, but yeah.
You were not doing it for the money, though, are you?
Yeah. No.
That was convincing.
No, it makes me feel warm inside doing it.
It's the process. It's the actual act of doing it.
I want to look my son in the eye and say, you can be set free by doing something for the sake of doing it and not for ulterior motives. I don't need to be recognised for doing it. However...
doing it gives you pleasure.
Absolutely, yeah.
Do you know what that's called? A person that does stuff for the sake of doing it is an autotelic. And it's in my biography because it must be in the genes. Do you do it because you love doing it, or is it purely a business?
I think
that's a motorbike, not my stomach. I am quite hungry.
Purely because I love it, actually, and after it becomes a business.
Yeah, does the business take the pleasure out of it?
Not at all, because I think, like Jan said, sometimes you kind of forget that other people outside your bubble when you're creating and you get into that zone. And similarly, mainly you just do something you love, and then on the side, one day you realise that other people are benefiting from it. Yeah, that's what herbal medicine's all about, really, how it can bring value to other people.
So are you leaning towards more the Ayurvedic than the one drop in a million stuff?
Herbs have a massive impact in Ayurveda, and likewise, Ayurveda impact herbs massively. I'm kind of trained in Western herbal medicine, but I have massive influences on all kinds of herbal medicine. So it's all kind of incorporated. You can't have one without the other. And it all comes together.
You take the holistic approach.
Holistic, absolutely, yeah.
Meanwhile, Jan's standing here listening to all these words going, good album name, good song name. You do have some good names.
I don't know what any of that meant, actually, but what I do know is there's a great pub here called The Coffee House, and I think we should head towards it.
The Coffee House, I walked past there earlier on, they had some like little independent beer type things.
Do you fancy an independent
beer? Yeah, and what, was this beer 10?
6.
Oh, okay. We're doing all right then. We've got room for more.
Let's go.
Let's take an album cover photo to go with the audio. Oh, they're quite nice, actually. Quite nice, yeah. So I thought Warwick is actually quite nice.
I got stopped earlier. Me and Gemma were walking. I'm going to... I hope I'm not alluding to my son as a dog, but I am going to say this. Me and Gemma took our son earlier for a walk.
Yeah, you do that with children as well.
Yeah. And we got stopped about... we got stopped by two Indian guys. And they offered us a fiver. They were doing an Instagram channel. And they said, will you answer some questions? And I said, I'll answer some questions. With the fiver, if we win, i.e. if we get the questions right, can you double it, pass it on to the next person?
Oh, yeah.
So the questions were, and this is a little test for you, Christian.
Oh, God, not now. I've had drink.
So the questions were, what continent is India in? I said Asia, which apparently was correct.
Yeah, absolutely.
They then said, what's the capital of India? To which I said, it's either Delhi or New Delhi. They said, both are correct. And then they said, who's the Prime Minister of India? And I said, Prodi, and I was wrong.
Yeah, so, I can't... Is it begins with an M?
It's Rodi, apparently.
Oh, okay, so yeah, going, no, it's all been kicking off.
I might be wrong.
Yeah.
So that's for your listeners to go and Google, or if they know it already.
Now, I'll chop this bit off the end.
Please do.
Maybe I'll add a bit of your music with your permission.
Please do. You
hang on a second. Hang on a minute. Right, so this doesn't just finish like this. Can I add some of your music on the end?
Absolutely.
Oh,
please do.
Pleasure. Until the algorithms find it when you get a big publisher.
Ask me a deep question.
Oh, he's in the mood for deep questions.
Then you're
going
to ask me a deep question. And then you're going to actually solve a deep question.
Okay.
No one gets away with it. Go on.
Okay. So.
Deep question.
What's the secret of happiness?
Better point that one to V first. So I can copy.
Same question. What's the secret to happiness? The secret is being open to the interpretation of what happiness is so that you recognise it when it arrives.
That's good.
That's a good one, isn't it?
That is quite good because what is happiness?
Exactly.
Is it satisfaction? Is it contentment? For me...
She's so Italian. That's so Italian.
So can I tell you my version of that? Once upon a time, when I was lying in a hammock in a hut in Southeast Asia, and I'm thinking, could I ever be possibly more content than this at this particular time? What am I feeling right now? What is it? And I first thing I did was I wrote down an equation, and it was happiness equals satisfaction over desire. And I realized for me the secret of happiness lies not in the acquisition of more, but in developing the capacity to just enjoy what is.
Can I also add to that point is that sometimes you kind of think, okay, I'm not that happy, and you think back to a time that actually you were happy, but you didn't necessarily recognize that you were happy that time, but it took you until later when you're not that happy to experience that position and think, actually, I was happy then. Do you see what I mean?
That was brilliant, but that felt a little bit like a comedy sketch because that was so well written.
Thanks.
Yeah. I know this is cringe. I'm going to point towards a football manager, Arsene Wenger of Arsenal, who I once watched an interview with, who says, the only possible moment of happiness is now. Because the past brings regrets and the future brings uncertainty. So what I think happiness really is if you wake up in the morning and do what you've done that day, and if you lie in bed that night, and think, that was good today, to me that's happiness. Basically, what I mean by that is, if you've done what you've wanted to do in that day, and it's brought you joy,
that's been a good day.
Well, I think that's... Is that not happiness?
Yeah, you're talking about living in the moment, which Buddha, I think, didn't invent, but was famous 5,000 years ago for talking about this kind of stuff.
To me, that's... I don't know if that's happiness.
Or satisfaction.
Fulfillment. But you're fulfillment.
It's hard in a world where you're being bombarded with things telling you you're not happy by this.
If you can go to bed and lie in bed and be grateful, which you should be anyway...
Because you've got a bed. Because and a roof.
And you've eaten dinner.
Pretty good, to be honest.
Yeah. But if you can think, actually, that's okay. That's happiness. So could happiness and contentment be the same thing? I don't know. I think so.
Maybe we should peruse it over a beer. And this song